Our spring music series continues with jazz vocalist Sarah Elizabeth Charles, a native of Western Massachusetts. Charles is among a new generation of musicians determined to redefine the genre. She recently released a new album titled Free of Form. New England Public Radio's Kari Njiri has more.
In my daydreams I float, unwinding with my mind and my limbs. In my daydreams I roll, a countless stream of wisdom.
29-year-old Sarah Elizabeth Charles says she once wanted to sound like Sarah Vaughan and perform the American songbook repertoire from the 1930s and 40s, traditionally associated with jazz singers.
And I realized that there was something else going on, because as I started to learn more theory and I was getting better at the piano, the chords that were coming out weren't that. The melodies that were coming out weren't that. And I kept trying to suppress it. And then eventually some great teachers came in and said, you know, why are you forcing that? You know, you really got to let your sound be what your sound is.
Find a place that will welcome you into the clouds, unwinding into what we will be. Carve a space that can hold you in.
To be clear, Free of Form is not your typical sounding jazz album. But given that jazz musicians historically have resisted defining the music, Charles asks, who gets to define its boundaries?
What's interesting to me is when people try to tell me or say that I'm not certain things. Oh, well, you're not a jazz vocalist. Oh, well, you're not this. Or, well, you're not that.
Because you're not in the tradition?
Yes. What they see the tradition as being, but historically the tradition has been so many things, and it's grown, and I'm interested in what it's going to be. What's the next movement? What's the next wave? And I think we're living it right now.
On her first two albums, Red and Inner Dialogue, Charles featured mostly original compositions, as well as songs outside the traditional jazz repertoire, such as Haitian folk songs from her father's home country.
Yo. C'est un bon garçon, livant bien, n'a bout de mâché en bas. Yo, yo, c'est un bon garçon, livant bien, n'a bout de mâché en bas.
A graduate of the community music school in her native Springfield, Charles continues to showcase her songwriting on Free of Form. It's co-produced by trumpeter Christian Scott Atunde Ajua and released on his label Stretch Music. Scott, who has featured Sarah Elizabeth Charles on his own recent recordings, he released three last year, is also heard on this project.
My last record was called Inner Dialogue. It was about my inner world. Free of Form is me turning outward and looking at the outside world and commenting on a lot of different issues.
Those issues range from social media to race and gender relations and criminal justice. Charles says the song Change to Come was inspired by the death of Eric Garner in July 2014 at the hands of police.
Recording it was really difficult because we really had to think about how to embody what we were trying to communicate. And there wasn't enough space in the original song that was written. So the arrangement of it leaves much more space, inserts Christian Scott as like this like soaring voice that's also seemingly in pain, and it has layered vocals that sort of allowed me to, it was cathartic, you know, it allowed me to get so much sadness and anger out.
I have seen my brothers bleed. Slowly motion toward the ground.
And then the very end of the track, was something that happened in the studio. The breathing that happens at the end, you know, Eric Garner's last words were, "I can't breathe." And that's become such a huge part of the Black Lives Matter movement, such a huge saying that we use because he said it, I'm forgetting exactly the number of times, in that moment right before he died. And the breathing is meant to symbolize and also honor that last moment, just to really be able to sonically have our listeners hear and feel that. So it's very intense. But it's like that for a reason, because, you know, through the music, we really want to evoke what we're trying to capture and the message that we're trying to convey, which is one that is real and meant to hopefully create some more dialogue in addition to what's already happening.
When the violence causes silence, we must be mistaken.
The album's lone cover song was written by the late Irish singer Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries. One of Charles's favorite songs growing up, Zombie was inspired by the death of two children in an IRA bombing 25 years ago. Charles says the song's message is still relevant today.
For me, I think it's us really being careful of becoming too conditioned or too hardened and becoming zombies, becoming people who aren't able to be fluid and flexible and empathize with one another and feel where the other person is coming from. And people who get too boxed in, please don't get hardened to where you are and what you are and what you think, because we're fluid beings.
Sarah Elizabeth Charles, her new album is called Free of Form. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karin Giri.